Water is a vital resource, and climate scientists predict that, without action to reduce carbon emissions, droughts will continue to get worse in the American West. An important irrigation tool to small farmers is drip tape. It's a 1-inch wide, flexible hose made of thin plastic that farmers can use to water a bed of plants more efficiently than a sprinkler can. The problem is, the drip tape doesn't last forever, and farmers aren't quite sure what to do with all of it. John Melvin is an artist with Elsewhere Studios in Paonia, and he's working to raise awareness about plastic pollution through the lens of an artist. At an art symposium held in Paonia, John displayed his latest piece involving used plastic drip tape from a local farm.
All I really did is just, you know, make a giant ball of this stuff, bailed it together, and then suspended it from a 10-foot frame of 4x4s that I put together.
What would you estimate that thing weighed?
I think it's several hundred pounds.
John wants to be clear. He doesn't mean for his artwork to be an affront to hardworking farmers. He knows that for many farmers, it's more of an economic decision than an ethical one to use plastic. Jen Muller runs Yurtstead Farms, a few miles west of Montrose. We walk along row after row of organic produce.
Lots of cauliflowers and Brussels sprouts and broccolis and cabbages. Those will be ready, I don't know, late September, early October into November.
She's been selling at farmers markets for four seasons now, and she agrees that it is frustrating that farmers have to use so much plastic. But she does what she can to extend the life of her drip tape.
I have better luck with 6 mil versus 4 mil. I mean, it depends. If you put the investment in on the 6 mil, I have some that I've actually been using for 4 years because I patch it too. I don't know if everybody's patient enough to patch it, but effective small farmers know that you have to just reuse everything until it's completely dead. And it's that same, I feel like it's the same mentality that drove pioneering America, where you didn't throw out things. You kept things if they were going to be potentially useful again, because you don't have the resources. And I don't want to waste plastic stuff. I don't, if I can use it again, I will. And so my junk drip tape just gets put in the use me for patch bin.
Jen is thrifty with her drip tape, but not all farmers have the time and resources to patch their drip tape. As Colorado's population grows, its landfills are growing too. According to Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment records, Coloradans are sending 34% more solid waste to landfills than they did in 2012. The data also shows that Coloradans used to be better at keeping plastics out of landfills. In 2012, 44,262 tons of plastic were diverted from landfills, while in 2017, only 23,498 tons of plastic were kept from entering landfills. To keep all this plastic drip tape from ending up in the landfill, John decided that raising awareness about it wasn't enough.
I started a communication thread between Robbie LaValle with Delta County and then about 60 of the organic farmers. You know, it's a tactic that's common amongst grassroots efforts. It's commonly referred to as peer pressure. And we started to really kind of get crowd inertia, basically, if you want to think about it that way. And Robbie is now really working hard with me, and I think we could say we're collaborating pretty heavily to try to get it forward.
Robbie LaValle for Delta County, together with a local waste management company, are exploring avenues to identify potential purchasers who might be interested in the used drip tape. The program has not officially started yet, so farmers should hang on to their used drip tape for now.
And we'll continue to work on a solution. We do not want to overpromise because we're still in the research phase, but we're all working towards the same goal.
For Western Slope Resources Reporting, I'm Chris Marcinek.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KVNF, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado. Made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.